It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Michigan is one step closer to requiring more transparency from its government. The House this week approved a bill that would make the governor and other lawmakers subject to Freedom of Information requests. Right now, Michigan is one of only two states that exempt both lawmakers and the governor from FOIA requests. How far do you think this bill will get? And if it passes, what kind of impact do you think it could have?
Might have a huge impact if it passes, but that last step is a big step. The House was close to unanimous in supporting this, but now it goes to the state Senate. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff has never been, in my view, much of a fan of democracy. He's done everything he can to make it hard for people to vote, and his office has indicated that he doesn't have much interest in this. But if there's enough pressure and the state Senate takes it up and it passes, it will be much easier. As you recall, the only reason we have Governor Snyder's emails on the Flint crisis is he agreed to release them under political pressure. And, of course, we don't know for sure that he's released all of them. He said he had. But it seems very odd that the public servants paid with taxpayer money doing the people's business don't have their communications subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Jack, Michigan has joined 20 other states in a lawsuit to block a new federal rule that would expand overtime protection for white-collar workers. Under the rule, employers would have to pay overtime to workers who make less than $913 a week. Why is the state fighting this, and how do you see this lawsuit playing out?
I think this is pretty much a classic Republican versus Democrat, conservative versus liberal things. Most of the other states suing against this are red states, Republican states. The guidelines would require that workers who are paid $47,000 a year or less would be paid overtime, time and a half, when they had to work overtime. Now, $47,000 isn't a lot of money, and they're arguing that anybody who makes that much or less ought to be eligible for overtime. The current rules is it's half of that, essentially. So there's only mandatory overtime for white-collar workers who make as little as $23,000. So it'll be interesting to see how the courts handle this. It'll also be interesting to see how this plays out with Attorney General Schuette's attempts to run for governor. This probably will not be very popular in unionized Michigan. Most people are probably on the side of having to pay overtime, and this could potentially hurt Schuette politically, but we just don't know.
It looks like lobbyists in Lansing are on their way to setting another spending record this year. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network says companies involved with emerging technologies are stepping up their lobbying, including electric car company Tesla, which spent at least $6,000 on lawmakers in the first half of the year. But now Tesla is suing the state of Michigan. Jack, is it safe to assume the company didn't get its way?
We need to back up a little bit. By the way, $6,000 isn't a lot of money. There are individual legislators who had thousands spent on them in the past year alone, whining and dining them. Tesla was the victim 2 years ago of a lobbying campaign by the traditional car makers, the big three, and they outlawed Tesla's sales in the state because Tesla doesn't use conventional dealerships. They don't have a dealership network. And when Tesla applied to set up a dealership and a servicing facility in Grand Rapids this year, they were turned down by the Secretary of State, which is why they're suing. Now, the law, it's a very picky point. They want car manufacturers to have specific franchise arrangements with dealers. Tesla doesn't do that. It wants to have some kind of a dealership system, and it wants to have servicing facilities, but the economic model is different. And the whole problem is that the conventional car companies don't want another competitor. And Tesla is now, which has had very expensive cars, $100,000, $60,000 cars, is going to come out with a new $30,000 electric car. And it's so popular that they've already have 400,000 deposits for it. So my guess is that Michigan is maybe likely to lose this in the courts after an expensive battle. There are some legislators who think, you know, we just ought to legalize this, see the writing on the wall, but that doesn't seem likely to happen either. So this is going to be fascinating, and how this plays out could affect the entire nature of the retail car industry. Someday you may not have to go and argue with a man in a bad mustard-colored sports coat in order to buy a car.
Thanks for your insights, Jack, and enjoy the weekend.
Have a great day, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.